रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट नंबर 9 एकादशासन मनसो वृत्तया आकुतया पंच दियोगिमाना मात्राणि कर्माणि पुरंच तासां वदन्ति एकादशवीर भूमि. देर आर 5 वर्किंग सेंसेस, 5 knowledge acquiring senses. There is also false ego. In this way there are 11 items for the mind's functions. O hero, the objects of the senses, such as sound and touch, the organic activities such as evacuation, and the different types of bodies, society, friendship, and personality are considered by learned scholars the fields of activity for the functions of the mind. There are 5 working senses, 5 knowledge acquiring senses. There is also the false ego. In this way, there are 11 items for the mind's functions. O hero, the objects of the senses, such as sound and touch, the organic activities, such as evacuation, and the different types of bodies, society, friendship, and personality, are considered by learned scholars the fields of the activity for the functions of the mind. Purport. The mind is the controller of the 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 working senses. Each sense has its particular field of activity. In all cases, the mind is the controller or the owner. By the false ego, one thinks oneself the body and thinks in terms of body. My body, my house, my family, my society, my nation, and so on. These false identifications are due to the expansion of the false ego. Thus one thinks that he is this or that. Thus the living entity becomes entangled in material existence. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురు వైష్ణవాంచ శ్రీరూపం సగరజాతం సహజన రఘునాథాంబితం తత్వజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పర్జన సహితం దృశ్యతేతం ఈ రాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితంచ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతిదాకాంత రాధాకాంత తప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి విషభానుషి దేవి వాంఛా కల్పతరుభ్యశ కృపా సింధుభ్యవచ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీ గౌరవకృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. So here the mind is mentioned as the controller or owner. Actually, in one sense, the soul is the owner of this body. And the soul, what does it own? Here, the two words, controller and owner. So in bondage, in ignorance, the mind becomes the owner or the controller, because although we are living like dead. If anybody is just is conducted by the mind and the senses, you are like dead. Just like sometimes you give key to a machine. You know, children play with key toys. And you give the key and leave it. It will hop and go around the room. Just because it is hopping and going around the room, it doesn't mean that it has life. Sometimes people have some bus or aeroplane. I brought from Singapore. I gave it to whom? Sir. So I brought some little aeroplane from Singapore, little gift item. And you activate it, and it will make sounds like aeroplane. There are many children's play items are there, but no one takes it that they have any kind of life. So similarly, just because we are human beings or living entities, it doesn't mean that we are exhibiting the activities. You may be exhibiting the symptoms, of life that is there, but exhibiting the activities of life. The soul is life, and the soul has activities. If you perform spiritual activities, then you can say, I am a living body. I am a living person. But the soul is just remaining like a energy source, but no individuality. Every soul is special. Every soul is an individual. That's why no two individuals think alike. It is acceptable, understandable. So we cannot get along together just on the platform of unity of minds. Not possible. That no two minds. Like we may be all be eating the same prasadam. We may all be staying under the same roof. And we are all trained by the same person. But because we are individuals, we don't have to be, or we are not made to be and we cannot be. On a functional level, we cannot be just one. Like even your goal may be one. Your goal is to serve Krishna. Together, like many times, this is seen that all children love the parents, or all the disciples love the spiritual master. But the way they want to make the father or the spiritual master happy, they may disagree. Let's do this. And I don't think this will be more pleasing. Let's do this. The interest is one, but still the thinking is diverse, different. The interest is there to make the father happy, but we differ. Just like if I give you some 500 rupees, go and get something I like. All of you will bring something different. In your mind you think maybe this is what Maharaj likes. And it may also be true that I may like all those things. So that means everybody say, oh, it's good, you brought this. Oh, it's good, you brought this. So, the point is, just because we are living, it doesn't mean that we are live people. Just because we are doing different activities, it's because I am live, I want to work as a doctor. This is my individuality. And somebody will say, I want to work as a radio artist. Something like that, everybody. So it looks like expression of the individuality. But still, none of them, with their individuality, with their life symptoms, but there are no life activities. Life activities means you have to do spiritual activities. When you are doing spiritual activities, that means you are conscious. I am not this body, I am Atma. Is that right? When you are doing spiritual activities, that means you are conscious. Just like our pujaris, they sometimes fight, maybe all the time. So, if they are spiritually conscious, don't think only pujaris, you also fight. It's universal. It's there everywhere. So, they fight. Why do fights take place? Because individuality clash. But we are already agreeing that there will be clash of individuality. We are all made different. That means there is no peace. We should always fight all our life. No. Like devotees are supposed to be spiritual. And when devotees fight, there are two ways to look at it. The differences will be there among devotees, and that has to be respectfully agreed. And the way devotees wants to serve, that will be different. The way devotees wants to work, that will be different. But if you are in any way spiritual, immediately all the conflicts can be resolved. Generally, these conflicts are because of expressed, unexpressed egos. Everybody knows that it's an expression of ego. Because if you are really a devotee, there is no room for you to hate the other person. There is no room for you, with differences, not love the other person. Because the nature of the soul is love. That's what we say. In works, we differ. That's what was exhibited in Mahabharata War. Mahabharata War, What is going on here? Body, huh? So, at a good thing, the lab in the class room. Attendance goes on. Dagara, you could put it together. Window and Gutana, time pass here and Gutana. Gunthisin's going to get in. See how he's answering. Class look at the Venipot Lane, Potabrain. Oh, class look at the end. It is a business that if you sit in such a place or you make the things all right that you hear. What happened in Mahabharata? Not told yet. In Mahabharata, the Pandavas and Kauravas are, you are able to hear Ravatiji. Itna dur baithe unko, she is sitting so far, she is hearing. Ippudu em padutundi? Okay, maamulu chestunna class anta ayin tarvata, ayipoyin tarvata. Sir, sariga vinapattalle sir. ఇంకేం చేయాలి మళ్ళీ ప్రారంభించాలే మహాభారత్ వార్ ది కౌరవాస్ అండ్ పాండవాస్ దే ఆర్ ఫైటింగ్ టూత్ అండ్ నెయిల్ What does it mean? It means, as far as, suppose you have some stone, you throw it, as if your nails, your guns, but they are all finished. There are no bullets in the gun. Then you use the gun as a stick, and then it's broken. Then it's a tooth and nail. Tooth and nail means till death. No, all your ammunition is finished. Then you attack physically. You jump on him, tooth, bite him, or nail, you scratch him. So it's called fighting tooth and nail till the end. Fight. So the Pandavas are fighting tooth and nail. That means either you have to die or I have to die. But there's no question of surrendering. There is no question of, as long as I'm alive, I will not stop fighting. They are fighting like that. Because every war, you should have some conclusion. War is going on, but there is no conclusion. Nobody is the winner. Like sometimes the matches, the sports events are going on, but there is no winner or a loser. Then what is the point? So the Kauravas and Pandavas, they were determined to. But at the end of the war, every day, at the end of the day, they will just forget all their, when they are in the battlefield, very fierce, kill. But at the end of the day, they all come together and then they nicely respect each other. They talk very friendly things, eat together, serve each other. No? Please eat more. No? Like that. That means they are doing it as a duty. It's not that really anyone hates anyone. They think this is dharma. And Pandavas think this is dharma. So they are not fighting for personal hatred or personal reasons. They are fighting for a cause. They are fighting for a principle. But otherwise, so that is a devotee. A devotee, he has no ego. A devotee has no personal hatred. But how we want to serve Krishna? So in such a case, devotees can have great love for one another and may still differ in the way they want to serve. But that affection will never be lacking. Because devotee, for service sometimes there may be differences. For being individuals there may be differences. But if you're really on spiritual platform, really on spiritual platform, and these things are told in Chaitanya Bhagavat, these things are told in by Prabhupada many times. If a devotee is, there is always love between one another. Otherwise, it is on a mental platform or an ego platform. The service is on ego platform, then that is not devotional service. The service, if it is on mental platform, that's not devotional service. Spiritual platform. So the point we are making is that just because you have life symptoms, it's not that you are alive. Just because you have your individuality of doing things, you are a living person. No. When you are completely controlled by the body, like animals, the cat has a different behavior, the dog has a different behavior, and every species has a different behavior. But you don't see it as exhibition of spiritual qualities. It is material variety. That means the variety in the three modes of material nature. It is variety just like your motor, you set it up to a boat, you set it up to a car, so the boat will go on water, the car will go on land, you put the motor to the plane and it will fly in the plane and it will fly in the air. But basically there is no life, although the functions are different. One is on the land, one is on the water, the other is on the air, different machines, different activities. But anybody knows that the life is not present. So it is very exclusive. When there is life and its activities, that's how self-realized people are recognized. Self-realized people, they never have any hatred or dislike or enmity with anyone. The spirit soul has no negative qualities. The spirit soul, just like Krishna may kill. I mean, Krishna is very upset with you or what? Krishna hates you or what? No. Krishna is all good for you, but still he is killing you. The killing is good for you. Looks killing is a bad activity, but if Krishna kills, killing is also a good activity because Krishna doesn't have hatred for you. That's why Bhagavad Gita, that sloka says, Samohans, although it looks like Krishna has different dealings with different people. Ye adhamam prapadyante tanstade bhajami ham. Krishna has different dealings with different people. But that doesn't mean that Krishna is discriminating or Krishna has partiality. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name deshasana priya. So Krishna is clearly making the statement, I hate no one, no one is more dear to me than anyone, and I am equal to everybody. By nature, God is equal to everybody. Because we are conditioned souls, we are we have our own tiny individuality, so we try to guard our interests, no? That's why we say there is no true love in this world, matlab ka. There is no true love. As long as your interests are satisfied, you are happy or you cooperate. As long as your interests are not satisfied, immediately you break. You break the bond. You break the bond, you make a breach in the relationship. You want to go very superficial. But if a person is spiritual, and if you speak like Prabhupada was tolerating all kinds of things, but not giving up hope on anybody, you know, the repeated mistakes, Prabhupada is not giving, oh no problem, because he has love, all right. Don't do it again. Try. So a spiritual person, there cannot be any negative qualities in him. Like we hear this Vasudeva Datta saying, we hear Jesus Christ say, Jesus Christ, he was crucifixed, no? He was crucified. He was put on the cross and they were nailing him. And for no fault of his own, because he is a very exalted servant of God, devotee. And they are doing such a horrible thing. And what did Jesus Christ say? My Lord, please forgive them. They know not what they are doing. Then he is still seeing them as spirit souls. Under the modes of material nature, what they think is right, they are doing. So he has no any negative feelings towards them. That's why he is a pure devotee. Why do we say Haridas Thakur? Haridas Thakur was beaten and beaten and beaten. But he was only simply, he is seeing it. This is my karma. This is what is due to me. So nothing wrong about them. Even the public were saying, oh, Haridas Thakur, such a saintly person. Why these gods are beating him black and blue? No? Why do they use that word black and blue? Beat him black and blue. Because if you are bitten and beaten, the blood becomes stale. You beat and beat. And, only when the body is in normal condition, sometimes when the blood is blocked, it becomes blue. So the word beat the person black and blue, that means almost like lifeless, until he falls dead lifeless. So you do it black and blue. So Haridas Thakur, he was beaten like that. That means like almost like dead, unconscious. But Haridas Thakur, he was not getting any word of displeasure towards them. They're just saying it. I am worthy of all this. Because I have heard Chand Kazi blaspheming the Lord. He was blaspheming the holy name. He was blaspheming the Hindu scriptures. And he was blaspheming devotional service. And it's a great offense, isn't it? When you hear somebody blaspheme the Lord. The very first offense of the 10 offenses. To blaspheme a devotee of the Lord who has dedicated his life for propagating the holy names. It's an offense. What to speak about the Lord? Even if you offend a devotee who is, there is room for misunderstanding a devotee, because it's not easy to understand a devotee. But God is perfect. God is complete. God is equal. And if you criticize God, what a blasphemy is that? Devotees, sometimes we don't understand who is a devotee, who is not a devotee, so we dare comment on. Or we are not educated in the science of devotional service. Now, if you are educated in the science of devotional service, you know how to deal with anyone who is saying Hare Krishna. It's a science. You cannot just see somebody who is saying Hare Krishna and he's smoking bidis, and somebody is, even then, because saying Hare Krishna is too big. Smoking bidis is a very small thing. Saying Hare Krishna is a very big thing. So before a very big thing, what is a small bidi? Is that right? That means devotees, if they understand the philosophy, no, he's a Mahatma, temporarily, he's under the cloud. This will not be there very long. So, a devotee is so confident, a devotee is so sure about the potency of the holy name. So, Haridas Thakur, he was tested like to the point of death. And he proved himself to be a devotee. But he never had any animosity. He never had any hatred for those who are dealing with him in such a harsh way. And he said, poor fellows, they are being fed by their master. And the master has given them an order. That's how Haridas Thakur was saying. The gods are beating and beating him. They are doing their duty. Because the Chand Kazi told the gods, he beat him till death. Or make sure that he stops chanting Hare Krishna. So, they are like very small people doing their duty of their master. So I cannot blame them for what they are doing. So you are taking the whole thing so lightly. Haridas Thakur. And even Vasudev Dutt was also. So that is everybody. That's why we don't have to impress people that we are devotees, that the qualities will be there. You just go on with your things. If you are a devotee, you will be a devotee. You don't have to show that I am a devotee. Just like breathing is natural to the body. Breathing is natural to the body. The soul has its natural characteristics. The soul means loving, serving, ananda. These are the... A devotee cannot be made unhappy. Not possible. A devotee cannot be made to lose his mood. So that I come and say some things and your mood is off. That means we are in mental platform. A devotee is simply enthusiastic. A devotee sees hand of Krishna behind everything. He sees the hand of Krishna behind everything. If this man is doing this to me, he cannot do anything without Krishna's sanction. Is that right? I cannot say anything without Krishna's sanction. So a devotee is so sober. A devotee is so cool. So this
ఇషల్
కూర్చోండి క్లాస్ అవుతుంది కూర్చోండి తర్వాత మాట్లాడండి అయిన తర్వాత
అక్కడ కోసం వచ్చే ఒక పని మీద
కూర్చోండి సిద్ధ వాట్ డిడ్ ఐ సే సో డివోటీస్ జస్ట్ లైక్ ఐ సెడ్ బ్రీతింగ్ ఈజ్ ది న్యాచురల్ క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ So the soul has the three qualities, ananda, seva, and prema. Anyone who is a spiritual person, he will never be tired of service. The nature of the soul is to serve. He is always enthusiastic for service. That's the spiritual quality of the soul. And then prema, no matter what people do to him, he's always very, very sweet and affectionate to the people. It's a spiritual quality. But so people become transformed. I try to harass him, I try to insult him, but I only see love coming from him. And immediately he surrenders. Ramdas develops some spiritual qualities. So, love is the natural quality of the soul. All exalted devotees. And what is the third thing? Service. You will never be exhausted or never say because you are enjoying your service. And similarly, prema. For anything, you will only return love in return. And you are bound to win the hearts of the people. In the beginning, there may be misunderstanding. It may be there for some time. But when you are tested and tested, you will come out. You will come out as a spiritual person. Then the whole world will adore you, will recognize you. That's why there cannot be contradictions in a pure devotee. People may misunderstand this and that, but he will pass all the tests and come out. This all happened to Guru Nanak, జీసస్, మొహమ్మద్, హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్, ఎవ్రీబడి, వాసుదేవ దత్త, ప్రభుపాద్. ప్రభుపాద్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ దట్ ప్రభుపాద్ హ్యాడ్ ఎ కేక్ వాక్, జస్ట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ ప్రభుపాద్ వాజ్ ట్రైడ్ ఫర్ 20 ఇయర్స్, 20 ఇయర్స్ నో రిజల్ట్, ఆల్ అపోజిషన్ అండ్ ఆల్ క్రిటిసిజం. బట్ డిడ్ ప్రభుపాద్ లూజ్ హిస్ ఎంథూజియాజం టు సర్వ్? నో. డిడ్ ప్రభుపాద్ సెట్ దీస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఆల్ నాన్ సెన్స్, దే ఆర్ గుడ్ ఫర్ నథింగ్? యూఆర్ నాట్ సేయింగ్. యూ హ్యావ్ గ్రేట్ హోప్. దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. Although they are behaving like this, I don't believe that they are like that. They are actually potential devotees. Prabhupada is seeing everyone as a potential devotee. So, because Prabhupada had that love. And third is Ananda. Prabhupada was not discouraged. Prabhupada cannot be put off. But simply, he is seeing that Krishna is playing with me. If Krishna is playing with you, is it a source of ananda or not? Like the in Vrindavan, cowherd boys and Krishna, they were playing. Balaram is defeating, but those who are defeated, they were not miserable. They are having great fun. They are very happy that their leader has proved himself to be a leader. And if they won, they were giving pleasure to Krishna because they are such pure devotees, because Krishna wants to give victory to his devotees. So in defeat also Krishna is enjoying, and in defeat the cowherd boys are enjoying. Because ananda is the nature of the soul. So anything may happen, but the smile doesn't vanish from your face. However, big, surmountable issues and problems will be there. But your enthusiasm will not wane. And no matter what opposition is there, the whole world is opposing you. But you are a tower of love. Just you, 1 lakh people hating you, but your love can actually, spiritually, is so much that they all will change. So, whenever we see dualities in us, whenever we see opposite moods, we should know that I am not a devotee. The devotee sees the hand of Krishna everywhere. So how Krishna can be wrong? Can Krishna be wrong? Is exactly dealing what is actually necessary. Krishna is very personal. Krishna is very personal with everybody. That's a exactly arrange the situation to see whether if there are shortcomings, you get over them, or Krishna is trying to polish you. Shortcomings are there, you should overcome them, and you don't have shortcomings, but Krishna is making you polish you. That means he is making you more tolerant, he is testing you, so that he can give you a glorious success. Now Prabhupada was tested for 20 years, but Prabhupada, like a rock, he was in his business, without any mood altercations. And then Prabhupada, then he gave success 100 times beyond anybody's imagination, including Prabhupada. Prabhupada did not think, then let me try. You know what Prabhupada said? He gave the example. He said, when you are trying to hunt a rhinoceros, You are hunting a rhinoceros, and if you can't make it, nobody will say it. Because it's not an easy thing. Nobody will say anything. But if you are just chasing a chicken or a goat, yeah, you could not do that also. So you attempt something impossible and you are a failure. Still nobody says, because it's not an easy thing. So Prabhupada said, you attempt a devotional service like that, and even if you don't succeed. So Prabhupada said, this is something impossible to conditioned souls. And let me try. If I fail, there is no loss or there is no diminution. Right? Krishna says, what is that in second chapter? He says, Neha Abhikramana Asasthi Pratyavayo Navidyate Salpam. Because you are attaining such a great thing. So there is no loss, and even if you are a failure, still you are a gainer, because you failed to make your way into devotional service. So the attempt itself is successful, because you are attempting the right thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandharasimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.